Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you watch the ESPN Plus app often?
Never.
Yeah, that's why I'm listening to this and I'm like,
never.
This is not worth $15. $15 more. I have everything at the disposal.
I don't need it, yeah.
I can watch all the shows that they have. I can watch all the 30 for 30s that they have. I can watch all the games. They're on demand and live, college sports, high school sports. I have all this already. Why are you charging me an extra $15 again?
WWE, pal. I don't know.
ESPN is like, yeah, we've got this new app where you can watch all our 30 for 30s, all our original programming, all games from college to pros all over the globe for $30. I already do that.
You know what the thing that it might be truly scary about the $30 is that might set a new price point.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like I remember Apple has this thing called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like Apple Premier where you get like, cloud storage, you get the Apple News app, the arcade app, and the music, Apple Music. And there's three different tiers, but they position them perfectly. All I want is Apple Music and Apple News. If you get them separately, it equals what you wind up paying anyways.
Right.
You can't get, and they're smart, they separate, you can't, like, oh, you can get the first tier, but news isn't going to be in there. Oh, you can get the second tier, but Apple Family Music isn't going to be there. Like, they position it to where you just wind up getting I think it was 1999 when this started a couple of years ago. That bitch is $37 now. And the funny... Woo! This is going to be a bitch of a contract negotiation. The funny thing, Apple One, thank you, Bryce. The funny thing about all of this is... the cost of living has skyrocketed. Salaries have not. What people make has not increased at the rate in which it costs to live. And you have to start making cutbacks. You have to start getting rid of things because you used to be able to afford all of them. But because all of these prices have gone up, all of this inflation, all of these tariff removed, all of these different things have drove the prices up. Meanwhile, your company is starting to lean on artificial intelligence and driven your salary down. Mm. Like, at what point are we just going to be extinct? I'm dead right. serious. Like, at what point did it go like
closer to realize?
Nah, things were great on Earth, and then inflation and humans couldn't survive anymore. Artificial intelligence took over. The robots came. The aliens, you know, popped off that hill, and it was over.
Look, I'm half joking about it, but these robots will build things. Like, you would think at some point, like, all right, well, maybe the physical labor is something that you would keep humans around for. These robots are building stuff.
You hear yourself, the physical labor. You're right. The physical labor is what they're going to keep humans around for. And you know what they're going to do? pay them minimally. What's that sound like to you? You know what I'm saying?
Well, to your point of being extinct, they're getting the robots to do the physical labor. Like before, it was just like you think about AI could answer a phone and be in a call center or something like that. You could automated services. So now you're eliminating people that answer the phone. They're getting these robots to eliminate anything that building stuff, putting whatever physical that you can think of. They're trying to get these robots to do that. So to your point, what do you need us here for anymore?
Well, soon enough, they won't. My man said to me, "Hey, times are tough right now." You goddamn right, times are tough. Yeah, they absolutely are. I got like a family of five. All of a sudden, every trip to the grocery store is $350. Right. God forbid we go to Costco and it's $700.
Bro, if you want to go to McDonald's, that's $50 to $60 every trip to McDonald's.
We cooked, man.
You got five. You probably got that's another $12 meal. It's crazy. Fox One, the Fox.
De'Aaron?
No.
We back to De'Aaron's contract? Full circle, everybody. We're back to De'Aaron.
That's going to be $20 a month. Once again, I have the Fox Sports app on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the kickoff for the NFL season and, you know, news programming that appears on its broadcast and cable TV channels. I already do that.
Mm.
Why are you charging me $20 a month for this? Then I can already do that. Or if I want it standalone without the subscription service, it's like $7. Now you're charging me $20 and telling me, you're like, no, all this stuff that you can do, like it's brand new. Like, no, I already could do this. Don't tell me it's just a price hike at this point. Don't try to trick me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, no, you don't understand. It's new. It's the same damn thing.
No, it's new. You got a personalized sports center. Hey, Kings fans, guess what? You can finally watch highlights on something that's related to ESPN.
Look, they don't even show them on there.
You click Kings, and it just comes up air. Just an air message pops up. Hey, sorry, man. That ain't going to happen.
I remember when ESPN Plus was $5 though, and you're right, they do get you on the article thing too though.
That's the killer because you can't read Shams. Really, the one that kills me is you can't read Bobby Marks. Mm. You can't read Bobby Marks without having that log in there.
Mm. Yeah. Man, I guess what?
Tell Bobby Marks, I pay your salary. act like a fan. hey, Shams, I pay your salary, bro.
Oh man, that's what they did to Windhorse in New York.
Oh man, that's awful.
That was wrong.
That was so awful what they did to Wendy. This is terrible.
Hey, I'm watching this this Dodgers Cardinals game, and there was a runner on second
base. Is Shohei pitching? Is that why you were fussing earlier, or was he pitching?
He's pitching today, and he hit a 2-run home run today.
What a bum, huh?
Man.
Hit a 2-run homer.
Aaron Judge is 0-3 today.
Okay, he's hurt.
One for three.
Chill out.
Walk two.
And there was a runner on second, and he goes to steal in third. There's a right-handed batter in the batter's box. Cardinals catcher gets up, tries to gun him out at third base, hits the bat. The ball goes flying somewhere, and the guy goes to third and then comes home. I don't think I've ever seen that. It's the bat.
What's the score in this?
3-1 Dodgers now. But it's not hitter interference because he has a right to stay in the box, in the batter's box. That was...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A calamity of errors.
Calamity. It's always funny to me when you use that word. We'll come back. Let's dip into the NFL a little bit. We really did two straight segments on ESPN Plus inflation and just generally being poor.
You did a segment on Kenny-nomics.
Well, Kenny-nomics was wild. Kenny-nomics was wild. Let's go to the NFL because the Browns have made a decision. It's got people asking questions. And Jerry's still talking. This time, I think he really got our attention.
Dadgummit! You're right. I am.
More of that ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's see what TC talking about. It don't ever miss. 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
What's up, my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you?
Hey, just vibing, man. Just vibing. So, hey, I'm at the point, right? I guess it's a staring contest. I'm hearing talk about it, and I guess we just falling back on the whole Kuminga deal. And right now, talk, bro, I think I stand on that, man, as far as I'm protecting that first, right? Just to get the guy. I know how everybody said, to me, that's not an overpay. Getting the guy in that you like, a wing, and that you believe help this team. Actually, from a cap point, we type of player, bro. Unprotect the pick and get the demand, and then we have signed contract. In my opinion, stare down, stare off, and all that, bro. It's wasting everybody. My love, Scott, love BJ. Same time, we got a staring contest. Unprotected and get the deal.
Okay, I have more to it than that, TC. I'll also say I don't think anyone off the Kuminga deal don't know what there is to say. I mean, we can manufacture a conversation with the best of them. Don't know what else to say about Jonathan Kuminga. We have cut and pasted NFL topics that we planned on because Sham said something, because Sam Amick said something, because Mark Spears said something, because Mark Spears called. Like, I don't know what to say. I think it's probably I'm with Sam's. I'm leaning closer to Sam's original report that he kind of walked back, like, you know, we can interpret things our own way. But he said on the morning roast, I think if the Kings, you know, took the protections off that pick, this deal would be really close to being done. He didn't say it would be done.
Right.
He didn't say that that's the sole hangup. But he said this probably closer to being done. The other note of that is if the follow-up reports are accurate and they want to stay under that apron and want to move one of those other guys, it's been difficult to move in this market. The idea that the Warriors can just up and trade either Buddy Hield or Moses Moody, I don't think we're paying attention to what's happening.
Right.
To what the league looks like. And trades outside of ones that are in the $3 and $4 million range, the vet minimum range, those haven't really been much of a thing.
I agree. There is an aspect of whether I agree or not, or how I would go about it. I understand not wanting to give up unprotected picks in this situation. I also understand, I think Matt George has talked about this a couple of different times, if you're the Sacramento Kings, you may feel like we've already bent on our stance a couple of different times. Like, why do we have to keep on going? Like, there comes a point where it's like, I'm not doing this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, this is the offer. If you don't like it, that's fine too. You can go on and move on with your day. But I'm not going to keep giving in and giving in and giving in to the point where it becomes potentially a bad deal for me. So we don't know how many concessions, if any, the Kings have already made up until this point. Maybe they've changed their offer 2-3 times already, and they got to the point where it's like, I'm not doing this no more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and that's what we've seen, that the Sacramento Kings have increased their offer. We don't know if that was a Sarge Carter offer that changed to Malik Monk. If it was Malik and it didn't include a pick, we don't really know the different machinations of all of that. But I know one of the reports is that the latest offer that the Sacramento Kings made was an increased offer from a previous one. At this point, show me a better offer. And that's why I think Scott Perry has gotten so much praise from the likes of Mark Spears, Sam Amick to a certain degree. He doesn't have to do anything. These probably aren't waters he thought he was going to be able to dip his toe in. But there is a unique situation involving a restricted free agent and a basketball team that doesn't want him. There probably is a certain, and I know Mark Spears brought this up with us as well, there probably is a certain hesitancy on the behalf of the Golden State Warriors. They don't want to do a deal with Sacramento. Not that Sacramento is a threat to them. Not that they probably just don't want to do anything
right. That
helps this Sacramento franchise.
100%. I think that plays a big role in it, too. I think, you know, we've talked about this. If it was any other team that had Jonathan Kuminga, or if it was any other team going after Jonathan Kuminga, would a deal already be done by now?
Well, would a deal the likes of Malik Monk and a protected first-round pick? Because we know Phoenix is making a move, but Phoenix doesn't have as strong of a move to make.
Right, right. And like, if I believe if Chicago gave you the type of deal that the Kings are giving or offering the Warriors right now, deal might be done by now. He's in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to watch him 4 times a year, couple times in your own arena, all this other stuff. And if things, you know, go super bad for you, talking about the Warriors, you can only see them every 2 times a month,
right.
2 times a year, excuse me. The fact that it is the Kings, I think, plays some part into why things haven't been done.
Let's talk a couple of things that are going on in the NFL. James Hamm is going to be with us coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. That Kenny math is much of a headache as it gave me, and it gave me a shoot headache. Boy, this show was flown by. I looked up like, oh, James is going to be here in 45 minutes. I'm still, it's like that. It's the scene in Hangover where all of those numbers just are flashing before his eyes at the at the table. Like that's what's happening.
What's going on, it's too many numbers.
No, that's it.
It is simple. It was simple.
Keep it real, bro. Like, I got your back all the time. There was nothing simple about that.
It was 100%
no, simple. You were like this, and then you carry this over, and then you add this streaming service with the stars, and you lost me.
No, it was very simple. If you, once again, I'd say it in 2 seconds. If you're paying $250 a month, and you eliminate $100, you have to pay for streaming service. If you can find a way to pay for the things that you want to watch without giving back the $100 that you just took off, that's saving money.
I'd rather go drown myself than have this conversation.
Well, don't do that,
again.
Jesus.
So Shador Sanders, huh?
Shador Sanders, by all accounts, is going to start the first preseason game for the Browns. Is there a preseason game tonight, or is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I think 3 games tomorrow.
Okay.
Catch the Raiders on 13-20.
There we go. That's right. There we go.
Seahawks.
There we go. All right. A lot of people are crying foul when it comes to Shador starting tomorrow's game. Many think it's a setup to make the young man look bad. Right now, by at least I think I saw this from Florio a couple of days ago, Joe Flacco is listed number one on the depth chart. Mm-hmm. I don't see a single scenario where Joe Flacco plays a preseason game. But he's listed as number one on the depth chart. But they're putting Shador Sanders out there for this first preseason game. You think there's something off to that?
I didn't think about it when I initially heard it. But hearing guys like Lewis Riddick talk about nah, it's a setup situation because he hasn't been getting the same amount of reps with the first team throughout training camp and throughout practice. Like, it's got my attention. Absolutely has my attention now in a negative way. Shador.
There's a number of questions in here. Why would this be a bad thing for Shador?
So, where he's at on the depth chart, he's not getting that many reps in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw him out there in a game where he's getting all the reps, and there are just things that he hasn't seen, progressions that he hasn't been able to make, or decisions that he hasn't had to make or been able to make in practice. So you get into a game situation, and like Lewis Riddick was talking about, you make a ill-advised pass, or the coaches come back to you, hey, why didn't you check down right here? This is what this called for. And if the X is over here and the safety's going over there, you know it's an automatic look here, but you didn't do that. And he's like, well, I haven't had the reps. I haven't had the opportunities to be able to experience these type of situations and make these type of decisions. And what the Browns would say is like, he's just not seeing the field. We can't play him.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, you haven't. This is literally the first time I've ever seen this. Maybe if I would have had double the reps in practice, I'd be better prepared to be able to deal with these situations better. But you guys haven't played me in those situations in practice, so it's all new to me.
Maybe.
I'm sure if you gave me another opportunity, I'd handle it differently, but now that he might not even get the other opportunity.
Sorry, Jesse.
Is this situation though any different than any other normal fourth stringer? Like Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel been hurt. Joe Flacco's not playing preseason. They just
signed
Tyler Huntley. So like Shador is next in line.
That's the kind of interesting caveat to this is what Jesse just laid out with the injuries and Flacco just being old.
Mm-hmm.
The other note to that is like they don't have Joe Flacco's listed as number one on the depth chart. Shador is listed as number four, but they truly don't have a starting quarterback yet.
Mm-hmm.
They believe Joe Flacco is their starting quarterback, but these guys are getting some version of reps. All four of those guys are getting some version of first team reps when they practice. Mm-hmm. Going through those injuries and then the Flacco situation, you kind of just landed on Shador.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'll kind of, and I also don't know what the benefit is for the Cleveland Browns to make Shador look bad. You don't have a quarterback. If your quarterback was Patrick Mahomes and you're putting Shador out there in this situation, I think you'd have a little more legs on the conspiracy front. You have Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. any one of those guys Jesse just named, including Shador, could wind up being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. You, as a football team, as Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, you need to find out who the hell that is.
I see this.
Because if it's not Flacco, and not only if it's not Flacco, but if the idea that it is Flacco, you think Flacco is playing 17 games for you this year, 18 games for you this year, or 17 games, you better have a backup plan. You better have a guy to get out there and play for you.
Flacco will definitely start for them week one, but I see this as a good thing for Shador. Like, Dylan Gabriel, I don't really think he's much as a quarterback or whatever. And I don't think there's like, oh yeah, they're setting him up to fail or anything like that, just because it's literally like, this is the way it's felt. Like, Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett have been hurt.
I was going to say, but Pickett's the only one who will go out there with, like, true eyes.
Yeah.
Like, he's an NFL quarterback. Whether good or not isn't the question, but he's an NFL quarterback. Gabriel isn't. Or hasn't been. So, like, he's not
this
in a different situation
for
Shador than
Shador. To jump. Yeah, this is an opportunity for Shador, I see it.
It is an opportunity. It just depends on kind of how you see it, though.
Well, yeah, it's not a setup because he's the fourth string quarterback. How many fourth string quarterbacks are in the league getting first team reps? Like, I'm sure not a lot, but there's other situations where, like, the guys that are starting aren't necessarily getting the first team reps going in. Like, this is pretty.
There's probably not a lot of fourth string backs in contention to be the starting quarterback. And I believe Shador is absolutely in contention. I believe all three of us are in contention.
I think they're all fighting for a backup job.
So,
backup job is going to lead to a position where there's, because Joe Flacco is not playing 17 for the Cleveland Browns.
So, you believe.
Here on Cleveland Radio.
It might honestly be a battle unless Shador stands out for the third string job. Just because Kenny Pickett's been around.
So, if you. That there's some shenanigans, tomfoolery going on. He shouldn't be the string quarterback now. He shouldn't be. He was a better college player than Gabriel. What are you doing with Pickett then? Like, he shouldn't be where he's at. And said,
could be where he was drafted. I'm just.
You're right. He should.
Which is where we get back to
yours. And here's where it might be a setup. Do you want to keep him there? If you want him to be the backup, if you want to justify why he's not the backup, why he shouldn't be out there, why Gabe Pickett should be ahead of him, you put him in a situation. So always have the point. Struggles. We'll see. We gave him a chance, and he didn't well. That's why Pickett is ahead of him.
So is he in a better position if Gabriel comes in the third quarter?
Eventually, because he's not. He's the people he's been getting reps with.
Is Dylan Gabriel getting team reps, though?
Like, getting some version of first team reps.
Yeah, like, it's,
and it depends who's available. That
to be
day.
To
is
be
just the one that Shador not then. Like, I don't.
Oh, Shador is absolutely first team reps.
To be perfectly clear, I don't subscribing to this conspiracy. I don't know. I'm just kind of in. Like, I don't really. I understand. Lewis Riddick is at it. I trust Lewis, and he sees things more than I would. You and Jesse are saying it's like we wouldn't have nobody to play. I would say, he shouldn't be. Quarterback right now. He just shouldn't. I got enough football, enough him. I've watched enough. He should be a fourth string strike. For whatever, that's right. But to keep him there, you put him in a possible situation.
So I asked the question again. Does that benefit Cleveland?
That didn't benefit Temple in the draft. Didn't benefit them signing Cody Pickett. Didn't benefit them not having
him. But you have him, and you've seen him practice. Mm-hmm. Your job, if you're Kevin Stefanski, if there was some sort of collusion, the collusion to me was the draft. That was it.
Agreed.
I have to believe that would, if that did, and it's really tough to believe that it didn't. I feel like it ended there. Now Kevin Stefanski has four quarterbacks on his team. He's got to figure out at minimum who the second best one is. Like right now today, he has to figure out who the second best one is. He has to figure out who the guy who can win games for them. When their starting quarterback inevitably misses time, it serves the benefit of no one to put Shador in a position to fail when you don't. Again, if you had Patrick Mahomes and you start looking around like you're setting this kid up to fail, yeah, you could sell me on that. Mm-hmm. It's harder to sell me when you don't have a certified one at that position.
The only thing that I would say, and I haven't been tapped into Browns training camp the way I have 49ers training camp, is. By all reports that I've seen, he's been the best quarterback. Take that for what it's worth.
Then why wouldn't he start?
Why is he the fourth string?
What does it matter?
That's
though?
Just the current. That, yeah. Because that's just a that's a listing on a depth chart.
I mean, it does matter though, right? Like Brock Purdy's not going to be the fourth string quarterback.
Well, no, but Shador overcomes that by just playing.
Well, no, but there's only like what two or three teams in the league that have a true battle at the quarterback spot right now.
True. All I'm saying, like I said, I want to reiterate. I'm just kind of in the middle of this whole thing, but I don't think Lewis Riddick is a clickbait type person.
Well, no, I just don't see that.
He's been in those situations, and maybe he's not saying for sure this is what's happening, but he's probably seen situations where this is how you set somebody up for failure.
If Shador has been the best quarterback in camp, I don't know why you wouldn't play him. If you're not playing Joe Flacco, who we believe will be their starting quarterback, I don't see why you wouldn't play him.
And if Dylan Gabriel's healthy and he's not getting like first team reps, isn't that the same conversation you can have for him?
And there's also probably a point.
Put him up on the depth chart.
But I think another part of the problem is there's a I think it's Gabriel who has the hamstring issue.
Yeah.
Shador missed time with arm soreness. Mm-hmm. There's never been an opportunity to like, okay, we can really, you know, see over the course of the last 2 weeks or something, weaken some change and move these guys around. It's been, well,
yeah, they haven't really been.
It
together.
Was Flacco and Shador today, but then it was Gabriel and Pickett this day. Then it was Pickett and Shador. Then it was Pickett and Flacco. And that's how they're working out these first team reps, because it's just kind of worked out to where guys have had injury issues that have had them out a practice or two over the course of the first handful.
Yeah, for sure.
If they brought in Tyler Huntley and started him instead of Shador, like, yeah, they're setting him up to fail. But I saw Shador starting, and I see it as an opportunity. Like, I don't think this was out of the blue either. Like Gabriel and Pickett have been hurt, so I feel like it's been kind of going
towards
this.
And that's what you just said. That's the most important thing.
I think that's how Shador looks at it. And that, like you said, that is the most important thing. You know, even if it was some type of conspiracy going on, if I'm Shador, sort of like, well, you messed up. You shouldn't have gave me any window. Now I'm about to go cook or whatever. It caught my eye that Lewis Riddick had that outlook on it, because he's been in those rooms. That
for sure. And he is my favorite NFL analyst, and it's not close. So I don't take his word for nothing. But I'd probably more like to hear the context of how he was delivering it and saying, hey, I've seen situations like this, versus, hey, this is what I think they're doing to the young man.
And to be fair, I heard the clip. He didn't say that's what they're doing. He said this could be a setup.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. He didn't say it as a fact that that's what the Browns are doing, but his antennas were up for a possible setup situation.
For the ones that believe it is, like, what is the alternative, I guess, to not setting him up in this situation? Like, how do you fix it to where it's not a setup? Do you just sit him then and start Tyler Huntley? Like, I don't get that part.
No, I think give him more reps in practice. That would be my first thought.
I'd imagine, though, yeah, they're game planning. Like, he's getting the reps right now. Like, if he's the starter, like, they're going into the game on whenever they play, like, with the game plan. Like, Shador, you're a guy. Like, no?
Yeah, but the way that it was is explained by those guys is the reps should have been happening all week long, not just the Wednesday before the game.
I disagree with that, I guess.
I don't.
Yeah, I disagree.
That's what Lewis is saying. I don't know enough about the structure of practices and who gets the reps to even argue that. Like, that's just,
yeah,
that's not really my bag there.
If he's the fourth stringer, then yeah, it doesn't make sense for them to be getting reps ahead of time. And like, when he does find out, yes, he is a starter, then that makes sense to get your fourth stringer in there.
Couple of other notes in the NFL. Of course, that will be that'll be one that we're following for sure. Jerry, your boy.
Not my boy.
Jerry Jones. Well,
it's not my boy. But I love Jerry Jones.
Jerry said, of course, he's just talking. That's what he does. He is not confident that Micah Parsons will start week one for the Dallas Cowboys. That could be protecting himself. That could be him not trying to kind of throw gas on a fire by saying, oh, he gonna be here. But it is notable when the general manager says, yeah, I'm not sure if he's gonna be around week number one. It feels like regardless of what you thought about the Cowboys before this, they have some talented guys on their roster, Micah being the most talented, this is shaping up to be another completely lost year for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Maybe
the year was never going to be good, but it feels like it's getting way worse before it starts.
The interesting thing about it for me was, and I guess technically they can do, you know, whatever deal they want to do, so maybe this was never an issue, but we were talking about it on this show when they made the Dak signing, when they signed CD. How are they going to sign all three of these guys to the richest contract at that position? How is that going to happen? We all talked about it and maybe thought the same thing. They can't have all three at that price. Either somebody's got to go or somebody's got to take less. And we also thought Micah wasn't going to be the one to take less.
Right.
Right. We were looking at what Bosa got, and he's like, yep, all right, bet. He's going to get a dollar more than that. And it feels like they're here, and they're like baffled that this is the case. Now, once again, I think under, you know, cap wise, they were able to make it work with the math, but that was also not going out and getting a George Pickens or not going out.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Get this guy, like a lot of your money was going to be tied up in those three guys. And I don't know, maybe they got to this moment and had cold feet a little bit. But, yeah, I'm not surprised that they're kind of going through it a little bit. I do think Micah Parsons is going to play week one, though.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I think he'll be like Bosa.
Jerry has never won any of these battles. And if he has, can someone tell me which one? Like, he didn't. I mean,
he got an absurd amount of money that just doesn't fit anywhere else.
Well, Mr. Cowboy is on the line. Let's see what Stanley talking about. Stanley, you think Micah going to play week one?
It doesn't matter. He's going to. Hey, Emmitt Smith didn't play in week one when he held out, did he?
No, he didn't.
Matter. The only thing that matters is what happens in the end. And let me tell you two chumps something. You're talking about Micah Parsons is the most talented. That's debatable. C.D. Lamb. is the most talented, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I don't think so.
CD can go. He's a good ball player. I like CD.
I think Mike is at the top of his position class.
And when Dak is right, well, Dak Prescott is.
Oh, well. That's the one that doesn't need to be there, Stanley. That's the one that shouldn't have got the contract.
I'm not going to argue against your opinion. That's an opinion. So, I mean, that's moot.
That means Stanley thinks I'm right.
Stanley, I think the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys.
Anything, Kenny? You're the same person that thought the 49ers was going to be so good last year.
I did think they were going to be good last year.
Yeah, I know. And how did that turn out?
Not very good. I thought they were going to be good the year before they made the Super Bowl.
They didn't win. And
on the way, they beat your guys' ass every time.
Yes, they did. They did. I'll give you that.
Man, appreciate you, Stanley. Appreciate you, my
brother.
Appreciate
my guy, Stanley, man.
I strive to be a fan with the loyalty, the level in which our man Stanley has. I thought, hey, I was on Stanley's side, and he's still mad at me. Stanley don't even know I'm here.
No, absolutely, because he wants Jerry Jones to replace
him. He does want to fire me. But he's just sick of Kenny Caraway. We'll come back. James Hamm joins us at the top of the hour. We'll stick with football for a second.
Yeah, and when we come back, I want to hear – I said something in there. I want to know what you think about what I just said about the Cowboys. Here on ESPN, as we talk about the Cowboys on ESPN. Yes.
ESPN Dallas. ESPN 1320. Sometimes I walk back in the studio and Kenny is yelling. It's something.
the Floyd conference, and I'm sure 9 months from now we'll have another Floyd conference. But dog, the only person I put ahead of him is Sugar Ray. Outside of Sugar Ray Leonard, he's the best fighter we've seen 60 years in this sport. Ain't none of these random talk about beating Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao in his prime, in his juiced up prime, he'd still lose. Mm. Although, on my boxing channel last night, I was watching Manny versus Ricky Hatton when he just destroyed Ricky Hatton and had me concerned because I thought Ricky might have died in the middle of the ring.
Oh, dear.
That was unbelievably prime Manny Pacquiao was unbelievably electric.
Okay.
You watched the fights. Like, did you watch any of his fights like that time? Like,
I've seen him fight, yeah. Like in his prime, I saw him fight, absolutely.
The energy that comes through the TV watching Manny Pacquiao. I remember at the time I was working at Comcast, now Xfinity, and I wasn't really familiar with him. And they said, yeah, there's going to be, you know, that's when you take the calls for pay-per-view, right? Take the calls and you press the button and you order it for the customer. And they're like, yeah, you know, UFC fights and De La Hoya fights, you know, it gets busy for pay-per-view fights. But this dude, Manny Pacquiao, that's fighting? Oh, yeah, there ain't going to be no calling out that day. They call in droves for a Manny Pacquiao. I was like, yeah, I'm tripping. Nah, those were some crazy Saturdays. When Manny was fighting, phones would not stop for like 8 hours. It was crazy. It was.
Call your pay-per-view provider today.
Yeah, WWF events. Be on the phone. Like, you got to order it for them. The Manny Pacquiao fights. Oh, man. They used to have the lines tied up. He was super electric, man. It was cool to watch that stuff in the moment.
There's a, this doesn't have anything to do with Pacquiao. It's more about pay-per-view. There's a clip, and I do not know what it's from. It might be the making of WrestleMania or something like that. But it's a clip of Vince talking to Mean Gene without, you know, obviously the camera's on them, but they're not recording. You know what I mean? They're not live. They're not recording a segment.
Right.
And so this is, I think, the first WrestleMania. And McMahon is like, okay, what we really need you to drive home is you can't watch this at home. You have to go to closed circuit. You have to find the nearest closed circuit theater. This will not be available at home. You have to go to closed circuit. And I just think how funny it is that you used to go to a movie theater or whatever, or a venue to watch what we now know as pay-per-view, and that evolves into pay-per-view. Now you don't call anyone and say, oh, I want to watch this. Now you go to an app and you click a button and you do Apple Pay, or you know, you scan your face real quick and the event shows up.
You're in there. I think this,
or you pay $29.99, but it's no big deal, because if it doesn't equal $100, you save $45, like Kenny said.
That is just so far off. That is way off.
Nailed it.
But I think you were here. Maybe you weren't. Maybe it was Jesse. Jesse, what wasn't there a sports league was doing a deal with the movie theater?
What were we talking
about? Was it WWE?
Maybe it was. Yeah, to watch the stuff in movie theaters. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Might have been AEW. I can't remember, but I feel like it was a wrestling
company.
Pretty
recent.
Yeah, was like it was when you were gone. I think it was WWE. And that's dope. I've watched fights in the movie theaters, and it's pretty cool. Like boxing fights in the movie theaters, and it's pretty cool. So I'm surprised. I think, and me and Jesse asked the question, would that work?
Yeah, it was WWE, and I guess it started with SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
Select Regal Cinemas started airing it, and that'll be a thing that expands with Regal for some of these PLEs.
Do you think that would be something regular sports could do? I mean, I guess you have sports bars, so they kind of already do
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
I think that'd be dope. I could watch a Kings game
like
a
big
theater.
Game, yeah. Absolutely. That'd be dope to do downtown, but whatever that I don't know. Yeah, you can't get into the Golden 1 Center.
Come to the movie theater. Come to Theater 7.
Theater 7. And if we have to, we'll go to Theater 8.
If they were smart, they would do that. They probably kind of struggling.
I'm sure there's a million reasons you can't. You probably have to have a strong legal agreement as to how that can work.
True.
And you have to come out the pocket, I'm sure, quite a bit to be able to make something like that happen.
Well, it's like I know you've heard, like, getting pay-per-views at bars.
Mm-hmm. Is it the pay-per-view price times your capacity?
Yeah. And, like, all the cable boxes or TV it's when somebody explained it to me, because I was going to this bar, I'm like, why don't you guys ever get the fights? They're like,
ain't worth it.
We damn near lose money when we do it, that type of stuff. And they explained it. I was like, oh, okay. I get it.
You were going to ask me something about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, when our guy Stanley.
Cowboy Radio here. On
or just ESPN.
No. Well, hey, that's a good point. We're ESPN National now, folks.
ESPN Sacramento.
That contract negotiation hit different, man. We're national now. Talking Cowboys, and stick around. We'll talk the Lakers with James Hamm here in a minute.
We started the show with Luka.
That's true. We did.
When Stanley was calling, I said of those three guys, Dak was the one they should have not paid. Do you agree?
No. I don't think you can afford it, because Dak isn't a terrible quarterback.
No.
And it's tough to determine. It was probably tough to figure out how good of a quarterback he was. What they did, they took risks, right? They took what is essentially a qualifying offer risk with Dak. And, yeah, they had to pay him. They paid him a lot.
They went above and beyond.
Yeah, they paid him a lot.
If you don't pay anyone, I think it's CD.
That's the one I think,
too. It's
just
the position. It's easier to replace, I guess.
That's the one I think,
quarterback
too.
Quarterback and that edge rusher are just the most important.
Yeah, you cannot not pay Micah.
If you got a top 12, top 10, depending on who you're arguing with, quarterback, and a top 1 edge rusher, you got to pay those guys.
I think a lot of it, too, wasn't just the position that Dak was in. Like, one, he had played well, but he put the Cowboys in a tough spot. Like, he showed what that team looked like without him.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we can't live like this.
I feel a lot better about them if it was Dak, George Pickens, and Michael Parsons rather than Dak, George Pickens, and CeeDee Lamb, if that makes sense. Like, I think you can get by with George Pickens as a number one, but still pay Micah Parsons and still be somewhat successful. Like, I don't think they're going to be very good this season, but there's a less of a fall off than I think keeping a receiver around.
I know that's the way things go.
If Dak made $30 million, would you feel different?
Yeah, compared to $60 million, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, yeah.
Yeah. I I'd feel different, but you know, I'm not really a believer in Dak. Like, I just don't. Well, I take that back. The way that they have him quarterback, I don't think he's good enough for that. They want him to pass the ball. They want Dak to be Josh Allen.
Right.
And that's not it. Okay. If you got him more of in a manager role and being a little bit more, I don't want to say calculated because that sounds like he can't do it. Like, he can, but just take back his attempts and the way he passes the ball a little more than what they do right now. I think you can absolutely win with a guy like Dak. But to your point, you're not paying that guy $60 million.
Yeah.
So I think –
been playing with no running game, too, the last few seasons.
Yep.
McCarthy
– Your boy.
That ain't my boy.
That's your boy.
They're all – you know what? They're all my boys.
Hey, Zeke, what if you go line up under center right now?
You love Mike McCarthy.
Hey, sign him. Sign him, Jerry. Sign him.
Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, sign him. Matter of fact, give Dak another extension. Go ahead. Please. Keep those guys in Cowboys colors.
Mm.
Please keep those guys in Cowboys colors. Keep them there.
How much longer is Tyreek Hill going to be in Dolphins colors?
Well,
If we're honestly talking, he'll be a Dolphin this season, I think.
Really?
Yeah, Tyreek has been done this whole little trolling. I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm going to talk like the last few seasons. This isn't really anything too new.
Mm. Huh.
Tyreek has always been loud.
Do you think that the team...
Okay. He's not wrong, by the way.
You think the team is tired of it, though? Or are they just kind of taking it as business as usual?
Maybe, but when you hear those guys talk about Tyreek and just what he does, I think they're willing to look past it.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think this is anything out of the ordinary. Might be a little tired of him, but it's Tyreek Hill, I guess. Me, I would have traded him after he quit last season.
Mm-hmm.
The things Tua said about, yeah, he's got to earn it back. I don't think that was anything crazy. I feel like, yeah, if you quit on your team, like, you got to take some steps and all that. So I didn't think that was anything. If anything, that was the right answer rather than, yeah, he's good. We're all good. So, it's whatever. Mm. He is right. Stop giving Devon Achan the ball on 3rd-and-1, please. Like, Mike McDaniel, maybe listen.
Well, did you hear what Mike said? Well, I think it was Mike.
Yeah, it was Mike.
Mike McDaniel was like, well, we did.
Yeah, it didn't work ever.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike's, right, I don't know.
No, Mike, you know it. You know it, Jesse.
Well, no.
You
know it. No, yeah, I'm going to say it right now. I think Mike McDaniel will be a lot better in his second job than his first. I think there's a lot of things he needs to learn. I think he had a big grasp of the locker room. I don't think he had it under control. Guys showing up late. Tyreek Hill was one of those guys showing up late for meetings and all that stuff.
He might have too eccentric of a personality to be a head coach.
He's changed it a little bit this year. It's a little different this year, but for me, it might be too little too late.
A little different, like where in a positive,
like,
way?
Yeah, where he's like, he's not messing around. He's like not the cool guy anymore. Stuff like that. He's still Mike McDaniel, but more so like things aren't going to fly like how they've been. But again, it's already year 4, so I wonder if it's too little too late at this point.
This is so unfair.
He'll get another job, and I think he'll be a lot better that second job, wherever it's at.
This is so unfair. I want to be perfectly clear that this is unfair, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it because this is my job. I've got to say what I feel. I look at Mike McDaniels, and I listen to him. Not just look at him, but I listen to him. That is not a leader of men.
Hmm.
He is not somebody that can run, be the top guy on an operation like that. I think he's a good football mind. He's got good ideas. He knows how to, you know, coach up the offense and as an offensive coordinator and all this other stuff. But as a leader of men, just every time I've heard him speak, it's just, I'm not following that guy.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit just because, like, there are guys I've talked about, like, playing for him and stuff like that, like with the Dolphins last few years, and, like, they play for Mike and all those things. But he does need to clean it up a bit.
Mm.
I think he went too far where, like, there's this old-school mentality with coaches where it's just they run things, blah, blah, do my way, the hard way. I think he went too far the other way where he was too much of a player's coach. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if he gets a second job, he'll be a lot better there where he learned from his mistakes. Because they've been to the playoffs a couple of times. I mean, with Tua, they're 10 games over 500 with Mike McDaniel as the coach and stuff. Like, his issues are when Tua's not out there. But we'll see. We know how that goes.
I watched...
I got him floor 8 wins right now as a floor. Could be silly.
I watched... And
that's crazy. 8 wins. Could be the floor.
Could be the ceiling as well. Like, that could seem going 8-9. Like, I don't think they're going to be worse, but I don't know if they're going to be better.
I watched... went out of my way. I was like, hey, I'm interested. I want to watch this. I watched Hard Knocks last night.
Okay, yeah. I, as we were leaving KSFM, I looked at my phone and saw the alert. I was like, And I just closed my phone, put it back in my pocket. And
yeah, I've accepted. I don't like Hard Knocks. I'm not going to. It's fine.
And I remember thinking as I was looking at it, I was like, was I ever excited like for this show?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember if like, was it ever appointment viewing for me? And I always remember watching it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember like, oh, it's Hard Knocks. I gotta see it.
Scrolling past it, I was like, huh, it's pretty interesting. All right, let me go and throw on Batman though. Like, yeah, I'm not going to watch Hard Knocks.
Bringing James Sam here.
I remember that it was like, oh yeah, Hard Knocks starts tonight, and I was like, let me check it out. I fell asleep on it, not because it's bad, just because I was watching it at a late point of the night. But I watched like the first 40 minutes of it, and it's Hard Knocks. It's not anything crazy, but I was like, damn, I'm not hate watching Hard Knocks. Like I'm watching it. It's cool. Josh Allen, all that other stuff. Like, all right, cool. I just didn't expect that to happen. Last night, that I would act. That's that's how I remembered that I have HBO Max.
Kenny has so many.
I hadn't thought about HBO Max until I was like, "Oh man, I want to watch Hard Knocks. I'm not gonna go look for it on YouTube TV. Let me pull up the app. I'm signed in. Let's go." That's what happened.
See, that's how Kenny wrote here doing math. Talk about, I forgot I had this app. Man,
forgot I had that $15 a month subscription.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Is we welcome in.
$180 a year. I just flush it down the toilet. Who cares? Yeah.
Nah. Hey, some things gonna have to change though. Some things gonna have to change. It's getting a little too out of control.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.